Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive with us.
Always fun.
Yeah, today we're going to be looking at conflict resolution.
Oh, yeah. Always a popular topic.
Yeah, it never goes away, does it?
Never does.
And specifically, we're looking at this article in Forbes
Okay.
by Phyla Maria Jack, and it's about this new methodology
Right.
that this person created called three-strand management,
Three strand management. Interesting.
or TSM.
TSM. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
That's intriguing already.
and they're pitching this as like a, a new solution for conflict resolution in business.
Okay, yeah, that's a big one. You always hear about these huge costs that come from conflict that isn't handled well.
Yeah, absolutely. And she does a good job of laying that out right at the beginning
Yeah.
of the article.
Good.
Just how much money is lost because of these conflicts.
Right.
She talks about small businesses in the UK losing like over 11 billion pounds every year.
Wow, 11 billion with a B.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
A
money.
lot of pounds.
Yeah.
And then in the US, big companies spent almost $23 billion on litigation in 2020,
Oh my
just
God.
that one year,
Yeah, that's true.
And so she's really pointing to the fact that, like, the traditional ways that we deal with conflict are not working.
Yeah, they're not cutting it.
They're not cutting it.
Yeah. So she's saying they're reactive, they're passive,
Yeah.
and they lead to these really expensive disputes. So enter TSM,
All right.
the hero of the day.
The White Knight.
So tell me a little bit about what TSM is and how it's different.
Sure, yeah. So TSM, as we've said, it's presented as a more proactive way to deal with conflict and a preventative measure, really,
Okay.
rather than waiting for something to go wrong.
Right.
And it's based on this really interesting concept of involving a neutral third party throughout the whole relationship.
Oh, the whole time, not just when things go bad.
Not just when things go bad. Right from the very beginning, you have this third party there, and they're there to kind of govern the interactions to make sure everything's running smoothly, like a referee
Yeah,
almost.
like a referee and, help to resolve any disagreements
Oh,
before
yeah.
they even have a chance to escalate into something bigger.
So it sounds very different from the way we traditionally think about conflict resolution.
It does. Yeah, it's a real shift in perspective. So that's sort of the big picture of TSM.
Okay.
But how does it actually work?
Yeah, how do we actually do this?
Well, it's based on these three guiding principles,
Okay.
which sound kind of fancy, but they're actually pretty straightforward when you break them down.
Okay. I like straightforward, hit me.
All right, so we've got collective responsibility,
Okay.
cooperative economics,
Right.
and transparency.
Okay, so let's take these one by one.
Sounds good.
Let's start with collective responsibility.
Okay.
So what does that even mean in like a business setting?
So collective responsibility basically means shifting away from the blame game.
Oh, like this.
Instead of pointing fingers when something goes wrong, it's about recognizing that everyone involved has a role to play both in the challenges and the successes of the relationship.
So you're saying it's about like shared ownership.
Yeah, it's about creating the sense of shared ownership and working together to find solutions.
Everyone's in the same boat.
Everyone's in the same boat exactly, and
Yeah.
they need to paddle in the same direction.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not just about, good intentions.
Right.
TSM also emphasizes addressing power imbalances.
Oh, interesting.
You have to make sure that everyone's on a level playing field ethically. So, for example, if one party has way more leverage than the other,
Right.
you need to take steps to balance that out.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's collective responsibility.
That's number one.
What about cooperative economics?
Okay, cooperative economics. Now, this one sounds a little bit academic,
A little
maybe.
jargony.
Yeah, but it's actually very practical.
Okay.
It's all about ensuring that everyone benefits from the relationship, but not necessarily equally. I
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not just like splitting everything 50-50 down the
don't
middle.
know, because TSM recognizes that equal isn't always equitable.
Right. Everyone has different needs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Different parties might be contributing different things, taking on different levels of risk, and having different needs.
So it's more nuanced than that.
Much more nuanced, yeah.
Okay.
So it's about recognizing those differences
Right.
and coming up with solutions that are fair and balanced for everyone.
So it's about like recognizing the individual circumstances and
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The goal is to make sure everyone gets their fair share. And it's not necessarily the same slice of the pie, but a slice that reflects their contribution and the risks they're taking.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got collective responsibility, cooperative economics, and then the third one is transparency.
Right, transparency, which seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I feel like we hear that one a lot.
We do, but there's a little bit more to it than just, open communication. Oh. TSM really stresses that everyone needs to be upfront about their goals from the get-go and be prepared for those goals to maybe change down the line.
Oh, so it's not just about being honest. It's also about being flexible.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Okay.
Because things change.
Things always change.
All the time.
That's the one constant.
Exactly. So you got to be adaptable and willing to kind of revisit things and renegotiate.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what transparency is all about. You know, it's about being able to acknowledge those changes and being open to finding solutions that work for everyone.
Yeah. So like you're saying, it's not just about like, you know, being honest in the beginning, but it's about being willing to like adapt and be flexible as things change.
Exactly. And to come back to the table and say, okay, things have shifted. How do we adjust this to make it work for everybody?
Okay. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the article talks about using TSM in a lot of different situations.
Yeah, it really does.
Like everything from, you know, like consumer disputes to even international relations.
It's pretty wide ranging.
Yeah. Where do you think it has like the most potential to make a real difference?
But one area that jumps out to me is supply chain management.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Think about it. Global supply chains are so complex.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many different parties involved, tight timelines.
A lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts and so much potential for things to go wrong.
Right. Just one little hiccup and the whole thing can fall apart.
Exactly. And that's where I think this proactive approach of TSM could be so valuable.
Okay.
Because if you have that neutral third party involved right from the get-go, they can help to identify those potential points of friction early on.
Okay.
And everyone can work together to kind of head off those problems before they even arise.
So it's almost like having like a built-in mediator.
Yeah, exactly. Like a mediator for the whole supply chain, making sure everyone's on the same page and any disagreements are resolved quickly and fairly.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really interesting application.
Yeah. And it's not just about preventing disputes, you know, by fostering this culture of collaboration and shared responsibility, TSM can help build stronger relationships between all the different players in the supply chain.
So it's not just about putting out fires. It's about strengthening the whole system.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about building a more resilient and sustainable system.
Okay. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So the article also mentions using this in the civil context,
mm-hmm.
specifically like between consumers and service providers.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I think there's a lot of potential there, too. You know, think about all the times you've had like a frustrating experience with a company, like a delayed delivery or a faulty product or just bad customer service.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
It happens to all of us.
Right. And it always feels like those situations like escalate.
Yeah.
Because of miscommunication and misaligned expectations.
Exactly. You're not on the same page from the beginning. Yeah. And that's where TSM can really help because it ensures that everyone is crystal clear about what's being promised, what the potential risks are, and how disagreements will be handled.
So like setting those expectations from the get-go.
Exactly. It's about setting clear expectations from the outset and having a mechanism in place to address any issues that come up.
In a fair way.
In a fair and transparent way. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like building that trust and that accountability.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about building a foundation of trust and accountability.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So what about on a larger scale, like, could TSM even work in international relations between governments?
That's a big one.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big jump.
It is a big jump, but I think it could be a really powerful tool, especially when it comes to like trade disputes or negotiating international agreements.
Okay.
Because it encourages a more collaborative approach, you know, instead of that traditional win-lose dynamic.
Right. Everyone's got to be a winner.
Yeah. It's about finding solutions that benefit everyone involved.
It sounds very idealistic.
It does sound idealistic.
But I can see how those principles could be really beneficial in a world that often feels very competitive and self-interested.
Right. And I think that's why we need this shift in mindset, you know, because TSM emphasizes collective responsibility, equitable outcomes, and transparency.
Right.
And that can help create a more level playing field and foster cooperation between nations.
Yeah. I'm starting to think about conflict in a whole new way.
Me too.
It's not just something to be avoided, but something that can be productive.
I think that's a really important point. Conflict in and of itself isn't necessarily bad.
Okay.
It's how we respond to it that matters. You know, TSM gives us a framework for channeling conflict in a positive direction.
Okay. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
So the article mentions some advice on implementing TSM.
Right.
But it doesn't go into a ton of detail.
It does. It's more of a high-level overview.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on how companies or even individuals could actually start putting these principles into practice.
Well, I think the first step is just awareness, you know, just understanding the core principles of TSM and recognizing the potential benefits can be a big shift in itself.
Right.
For businesses, it might involve like providing training on conflict resolution.
Okay.
Or establishing clear communication protocols or even incorporating TSM principles into contracts and agreements.
Right. So it's not just a quick fix. It's a commitment.
It's definitely a commitment. It's about changing the culture, not just putting a Band-Aid on the problem.
All right. It's about really making a change.
Yeah. It's an investment.
Yeah. And for individuals, like, how do you even start to think about this stuff?
Well, I think it starts with just being more mindful of how we approach conflict in our own lives.
Okay.
You know, like when conflict arises, are we coming from a place of blame or a place of understanding?
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Are we really listening to the other person's perspective?
Right. Are we trying to see their side of it?
Exactly. And are we looking for solutions that benefit everyone involved, not just ourselves?
Right. It's not just about winning.
It's not about winning. It's about finding a resolution that works for everybody.
Okay. So it's about shifting our mindset.
Yeah. It's a mindset shift.
From like me versus you to us working together.
Exactly. And that shift can be really powerful. It can change the whole dynamic of the conflict.
Yes, I can see that.
And it allows us to see conflict not as a threat, but as an opportunity.
Oh, okay.
An opportunity for growth, for innovation, and for building stronger relationships.
Okay, so as we wrap up our deep dive into TSM, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this?
I think the most important thing to remember is this equal isn't always equitable, and equitable is rarely equal.
Whoa. Okay, break that down for me.
So it's basically saying that just because something is divided equally doesn't mean it's fair.
Right.
And finding a truly fair solution might mean that things aren't divided equally.
Okay, so it's challenging that like traditional idea of fairness.
Exactly. It forces us to think more deeply about what true fairness really means in different situations.
And there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
No, definitely not every conflict is unique. And the best approach is one that considers everyone's needs and circumstances.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's about finding a solution that is tailored to the specific situation.
Okay, so to our listeners, we encourage you to explore TSM further. Whether you're dealing with conflict at work in your personal life, or even on a global scale, this approach can help you find solutions that are fairable, sustainable, and mutually beneficial.
Exactly. And remember, conflict doesn't have to be a negative force when approached with the right mindset and tools. It can actually lead to positive change and stronger relationships.
That's a great point to end on. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into three-strand management. And until next time, keep those minds curious.